You had multiple pick and roll partners today too, not just Tyus and Frank, but also O'Shea as well. Your ability to run to the rim and really freak defenses out, I think it helps out your guards. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, definitely, because you know when you do that pick and roll, and we have really good playmakers that you know occupy the big, and you know the help guy has to make a decision. Either he helps and leave his man, or he stays with the man and leave me open. And you know, fortunately for them today, they you know let me open you know more time than they should, and I was able to get the ball.
Yeah, you've had a rough couple of years. You know, you didn't play at all last year. You know, you got hurt the year before that. You had to sit out. Does a game like this sort of make you happy in a way, for lack of a better, more eloquent way to ask you?
It does, but you know, I think I'll be happy if I'll stay consistent. You know, do this every night, I'll be much more happy. You know, at least that's my point.
What did Chino say to you after the game?
I mean, we haven't really talked that much. You guys dragged me away, so.
All right, it's our fault. All right, good game. Thank you.
There were a couple of times.
Thank you.
There was a guy on you under the basket, and you just pushed up. Where does your strength come into this?
I was going for every rebound, and I figured that he probably thought he couldn't get that rebound. He tried it. I don't know
but
what he was trying to do.
You jammed the ball a couple of times with a guy on top of you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I work out, do strength and conditioning stuff with Ryan. He does a good job. He knows. And, you know, I think my weakness was, you know, I tend to stay up high while playing. And that's something that he's been working with me on, you know, staying low. You know, I'm much more stronger if I stay low. And I was able to stay low in such situations tonight. And I was able to do those power moves.